Back at Welch Stadium, Dylan Sherwood and Quinn Dold with you. Update from Osage. Osage leads at 7-0 over Opie, and they're starting the fourth quarter, Quinn Dold.
Yeah, just they're playing some good smash mouth classic football, as people would refer to it. 7-0, a lot of defense and not much offense. That's how football was when, like, in the 80s, 90s. I mean, a lot of smash mouth football. They're going back to that.
So again, Salinas Central in their whites with maroon lettering and white pants, maroon helmet. And Emporia High in the blacks, red lettering, black pants, black helmet, red Spartan, white numerals on the helmet. And it's quarter number three about to get set here at Welch Stadium. Like I mentioned, next week Emporia High, it's homecoming for the Spartans. And also the Centennial League opener for both, well, actually it's the Centennial League opener for Emporia High. Topeka High has already played a Centennial League game, and they lost to Manhattan, so. But Centennial League, good.
Yeah, they are looking good, besides a couple teams, but I mean, Emporia, just young and inexperienced, really, but they have shown flashes. They just got to gain that experience.
Yeah, and I mean,
some of their big guys, like big contributors, are first-year players, new players that just haven't really been around the game of football, hadn't got that game experience.
And Coach Caden Glintzman knew what he was coming into, because this is a tough schedule, because the schedule does not change until the next football cycle, which is next year in 2025. And Emporia High has already gotten those four non-cons finalized for that cycle. And this is Seeley at the 20, far side, 25-30. And he gets up and runs into a wall, and he is stopped at the 33 of Emporia High, and that's where they'll take over. First and 10. From their own 33-yard line, moving from right to left, south to north, as we see it here at Welch Stadium.
Looks like the referees are going to spot it at the 33-yard line, actually. Yep. 32-yard line,
32,
I mean.
Okay. Well, it looked like he went up to the 33, but it's all right. Record receiver, far side. Seeley and Arndt here to the near side. Two backs. It is Ryland Crow now in motion. On first and 10, Sheldon rolling far side. Airs out Crowell. First down and more. Ryland up to near midfield. He's going to be stood up at the 49. Give him 17 on the first play of quarter number three.
Just the wheel right there from Ryland Crowell, and Sheldon rolls out and delivers a great throw there. Something we need to see more in this half.
Give him 17, and Ryland with his fifth catch of the night, and it moves to sticks for a first down, a gain of 16, they spot it at the 48 of Emporia High. Just underway here in the third quarter. Spartans down 39-6. Ryland Crown now motion here to the near side. Sheldon going to keep it up the middle. 50, 45. Sheldon going to get the first down. He has stood up at the Salina Central 41-yard line. If he gets to the 41, that's 11, and that will move the chain gang again.
Really good two plays there from Sheldon executing. And let's see if we can see more of this, and let's see if Emporia can keep that pace up.
It's a gain of 11 to the Salina Central 41. First and 10, Emporia High. Ball spotted at the Central 41. Far hash. Seeley receiver far side. Javen Arndt and Cooper Reck here to the near side. Josh Rios tight end left. Ryland Crow to the left of Sheldon Stewart. Here's the quick pitch to Ryland left side. Pass to 40. Inside the 40. Drags a couple defenders. Ball's loose. Ball's loose. Did they say down? Yes, they did. Ryland gets a break there, but he gets inside the 40, and they're going to spot the ball at the 38 for three.
Nice play call there to just pound the rock inside, just setting up some other plays, pass plays, play action to come. Let's see if they can execute. Let's see if Sheldon can make more throws on the mark.
10:30 to play here, third quarter. Salina Central leads at 39-6. Seeley, a receiver here to the far side. Wreck to the near side. Two back look. Josh Rios and Ryland Crowell on second down and 7. Play action for Sheldon, rolling to the right. Sheldon airs it out. It's batted down, looking for Seeley. Levi Losey batted that football down.
Really nice job from Levi Losey right there to go airborne. He was horizontal, parallel to the ground, and a really nice play there to stop the completion.
The third down and 7 for Emporia High at the Salina Central 38. They need a 31 for a first down, 18 on the play clock. With 10-12 to play here in the third, Spartans down 33 at 39-6. Josh Rios tight end right. Reck, Arndt, and Seeley here to the near side. 5 on the play clock. They got to get it off. Growl is the back hill now in motion. 2 on the play clock. Sheldon drops back. Pressure coming. Sheldon rolls to the right. He's got some daylight to the 40. 35, 30. First down, he forces himself out of bounds at the 28. Give him 10 and a first down.
Really nice job from Sheldon to evade. 2 defenders go around them, and he just had 10 yards of green grass ahead of him.
They're going to spot at the 30, so give him 8 instead. But again, a good run for Sheldon on 3rd down and 7. Wreck of receiver far side, Arndt and Seeley near side. Josh Rios to the left of Sheldon Stewart. Ryland Crowell in motion on 1st and 10. Sheldon, quick pass to Crowell, and they're through it. Incomplete.
Not a bad play call there. Sheldon trying to get to Ryland Crowell, and Sheldon has looked very good at the start of this drive, and let's see if he can keep that up, as that's going to be very important for Emporia's success this half.
Second down and 10 for Emporia High at the Salina Central 30, far hash. Reck and Arndt to the near side, Seeley to the far side. Josh Rios, tight end right. Ryland Crowell the back to the left of Sheldon Stewart. And they're going to say reset the play clock. They're going to push it to 25.
Fortunate for Emporia.
Yeah.
They have had a lot of delay games today, which let's see, no more of those this half.
Crowell in motion to the far side. Sheldon, quick pass to the middle. Caught by Reck to the 25. Cooper gets 6 up to the Salina Central 24 for 6. And third down and short coming up for the Spartans.
Nice job there to get the ball to Cooper Reck, one of their best receivers. And just to make it a third and manageable. And obviously, 4 down territory the rest of the game here for Emporia.
Third down and 5 for the Spartans at the Salina Central 25. 9:35 to play third quarter. Spartans down 33 at 39-6. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Josh Rios tight end left. Javon Arndt near side. Reck and Seeley far side. Crowd to the left of Sheldon. And Ryland will get the call up the middle and blown up. Ty Young on the stop. He was the first one there to meet Ryland Crowell for no gain. And they're going to give him a loss of 2 instead. And it's 4th down and 7 for Emporia High. And they're going to probably go for it here, Quinn Dold. With nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to put points up on the board. This game is really far out of reach, and they just got to get any positives going here. They did start the drive very well. Let's see if they can convert on 4th down to finish the drive very well.
4th down and 7 for the Spartans at the Salina Central 27-yard line. They need the 20. Seeley and Arndt here to the near side. Ryland Crowell in motion as play action for Sheldon. Sheldon throws. Wide open break. He holds it in, but they blew it dead.
I don't know exactly what happened there. There's a flag on the far side. False start.
Oh, my.
Cooper was wide open for a touchdown. That easily would have been a touchdown if it hadn't been for the false start.
Well, 4th and 7 just became 4th and 12. Yeah.
Once again, very inexperienced O-line. Well, very inexperienced Spartans team all around, especially this O-line after they lost their best O-lineman earlier this week.
Yep. So a 4th down and 12 for the Spartans at the Salina Central 32. They need the 20. Seeley and Arndt here to the near side. Josh Rios tight end right. Ryland Crowell and Reck is a receiver here near side. Now 4 receivers here near side. Sheldon airs it out looking for Rios. He caught it, but he's going to be 5 yards short of the sticks. He got to the Salina Central 25. He needed 7. He needed 12, but got 7. And it's a turnover on downs, and the Spartans First drive of the second half. Turnover on downs.
Very unfortunate there for Emporia as Salina blitzed and had three men in the backfield right in Sheldon's face, and he did all he could to get a completion.
So Jack Gordon threw five touchdowns in half number one and nearing 250 yards passing, threw for 300 last week against Goddard Eisenhower. Payne and Mallory to the near side. Grossner to the far side. This is Wilson on the handoff up the middle. Tripped up. He gets up to the 30-yard line for five.
Not bad there from Wilson. Just pounding the rock. And I think we're going to see a lot of that here this half from Salina Central.
Yep. Especially when you're up 33. You don't want to run the ball here. As for Wilson, he has eight carries for 83 yards. Second down and five central from the 30, a play action as Gordon was looking for Mallory here near side. Incomplete. And now, but now third down coming up, Quindold. Can the Spartan defense get a break here? They need something big here.
They do need something here. Any positives on defense, which hasn't been very many at all today.
So third down and five for Salina Central, far hash. Gordon in the gun with a two tight end look. Wilson the back to the right of Gordon. Here's the play, snap, and it's under through, but it was hauled in by Payne at the 34. He's 1 yard shy of that first down. He had to dive for that football. He had to slide down, and he's going to get four, and it's fourth down and one, and I think Salina Central is going to go ahead and just go for it here.
Yeah, they have gone for it a lot, been aggressive, not afraid to go for it, and they have done a very good job getting those yards.
Yeah, and Salina Central jumps back into ABCTL 2 play next week at Andover. High snap on fourth and one. This is Wilson. Wilson to the 35, and he's going to get the first down.
Just got exactly what he needed to there, and to pick up the first down, keep the clock going for Salina Central.
7:09 to play in the third. Spartans down 39-6. And I can tell you this, Quinn Dold, Emporia High has not won at home in a couple of seasons. Here is Wilson, a handoff, 40 to the 45. Midfield in the Spartan territory, dives forward to the Emporia High 47. Give them 18.
Just running the ball right down Emporia's throats again. Just nothing much the Emporia defense can do there.
And a gain of 19 for Wilson. He got the first down, and he just surpassed 100 yards rushing on the night. Last week, Wilson had 173 against Goddard Eisenhower. First and 10, play action over the middle, looking for Mallory, and he had to slide and try to caught that ball, but it went right through his hands, incomplete.
He very well could have came down with it, but had it in his hands, hit the ground hard, and the ground forced the ball out.
So second down and 10 coming up for Salina Central at the Emporia High 46. Near hash, Gordon in the gun. Trips far side. Payne here to the near side. Here's a quick pass by Wilson. He dropped it. Incomplete. They've gone with that quick pass a couple times and haven't really been successful on that, Quinn.
No, just trying to get it in the hands of Wilson, who is one of their biggest playmakers. But Wilson is just not the pass catcher that they think he is. Trying to get the ball to him, but he's done very well job when they hand it off to him, and that's why he's the running back.
And again, the Emporia High defense trying to get a stop here, trying to stop this high-octane Salina Central offense that averages 41 points a game and 521 yards of total offense. It's third down and 10 from the Emporia High 46. Gordon in the gun, trips far side, one near side as Gordon, pressure coming, looking for Wilson. Hold, no, he dropped it. And it's picked up, and they're going to say incomplete as Brody Telfer recovered that football, but it's not a fumble, and it's an incompletion. And for the first time tonight, or for the second time tonight, Salina Central might punt this football away.
And Gordon out in the flat again, trying to hit Wilson, and hits him in the hands, directly in the chest, and Wilson just drops the ball.
16 on the play clock, 6:23 to play here in quarter number three. Salina Central leads it 39-6. It'll be Gordon in the gun, trips far side, Payne here to the near side, Wilson the back on 4th and 10. Here's the pressure coming, and Gordon is going to get sacked. Enrique Rios in on the stop. The senior making a big play. It's a loss and a turnover on downs as Emporia High will take over 1st and 10 at the Salina Central 47-yard line.
Huge there by Emporia. A really nice sack as he tried to step up in the pocket, and Emporia's going to get the ball back.
It's a loss of 7 on the play, and Emporia High will take over 1st and 10 at the Salina Central 47, arguably the best field position for E-High tonight.
Absolutely. Let's see if they can capitalize here.
Javen Art, Calvin Seeley, receivers far side. Rylan Crowell to the left. Madden Seidel tight end left. Now motions over to the nearest far side. Sheldon airs it out, looking for... He held it, and it was caught by Javen Art near the stick.
Incomplete.
And they say incomplete. Javen had to slide down and try to catch that football, but incomplete.
Nice pass there by Sheldon. Just put it exactly where only his receiver could catch it, but it was also a tough play for Javen Art to make the catch, and he just couldn't come down with it.
So a second down and 10 coming up for Emporia High at the Salina Central 47 near hash. Calvin Seeley, receiver far side. Art and Reck here to the near side. Madden Seidel, tight end left. Rylan Crowell the back. Rylan gets the call on second down. Sheldon, he lost the ball for a moment and got it back. And Sheldon gets forward progress. He's still loose. He's still loose on the field. And he's got the first down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. How did Sheldon lose that football and get 14 on the run?
Insane there from Sheldon. He lost it. He almost got tackled, but he just kept on going, kept pushing those legs, kept churning those legs, showing what he is as a runner.
It's a gain of 13 for Sheldon Stewart, and it's 1st and 10 Emporia High at the Salina Central 34. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, two receivers far side, one to the near side. Sheldon going to keep it out the middle, and he got tripped up, ran into a defender right away, and that defender for Salina Central was the defensive end, Vance McCumber.
Not a bad job there by Salina at all to have it no gain and have it a second down for Emporia.
Second down and 10 for Emporia High at the Salina Central 34 as you're listening to Spartan Football on KVOE AM 1400 and K25BQ 96.9 FM Emporia. Second down and 10 Emporia High, 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Salina Central leads 39-6. Receiver each side as Calvin Seeley gets it on the quick as he goes jet sweep. Calvin breaks a tackle to the 30. Calvin inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Calvin, a quick jet sweep there. Give Calvin 11, and it's a first down.
You said jet sweep, but it would be classified as a jet touch pass as that goes down in the book as a pass, not a run.
Oh, well, Quinn Dole, I have to adjust my stats there. That's Calvin with his fourth catch of the night. First and 10, Emporia High. Inside the 25 of Salina Central, it's officially at the 23.
Yeah, unique play there as Sheldon gets the ball and just threw it forward just a few feet as Seeley was coming across.
Drips to the near side on 1st and 10. Rylan Crowell the back. Sheldon, pressure coming. Sheldon, quick pass, and is caught by Crowell for a loss back to the 26. And making the stop for Salina Central, I believe that was McCumber again, but it's a loss back to the 27 for a loss of 4 for Rylan Crowell.
Not great there as he had a great play to get the first down, but immediately adding a negative to make it second and 14.
Second down and 14, Emporia High. Ball is spotted at the Salina Central 26, far hash. 3:38 to play in quarter number 3. Nobody has scored here in the third quarter. Salina Central leads it 39-6, and I believe we have an Emporia High timeout. We do. Let's take one. 39-6, Emporia High trailing. 3:32 to play in the third. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Second down and 13, Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart, pressure coming. He's sacked. And making the sack for Celina Central was James McKinney. And he's lost, and Sheldon is tackled back at the 37-yard line of Celina Central. That's a loss of 9. Or actually, they spot at the 37. That's a loss of 9.
Man, just, he bobbled the snap, and there was a Celina defender in the backfield immediately after the snap, and he just had no time to look downfield or even scramble. He was on him as soon as he caught the ball.
Third down and 13, or it's Markowitz needs to, Anthony Markowitz, well, I'm not going to blame
Third down and
Third down and a mile. Here's a quick pass, and Javen Arndt was trying to come haul in that football just about a yard shy for an incompletion. So it's third down and 22, now fourth and 22. And again, Quinn Dold. There have just been some mistakes on this drive where Emporia High has had some opportunities. They had the sack a little bit ago, and now it's fourth and a mile. They need the 14.
Yeah, just they've had positives on this drive, but as soon as they get those positives, negatives happen immediately after.
So it's fourth down and 22, Emporia High at the Slant Central 35. Far hash, trips here to the near side, Ryland Crowell the back. It's Orton, Arndt, and Reck. The receiver's now crawling in motion as Sheldon airs it out looking and is batted down and picked off. Picked off, made by, I believe it was Levi Losey or it was Jace Fry. Jace Fry with his first interception of the season for Celina Central. Jace Fry came in to tonight with just a tackle, a 5'11", 145-pound junior just picked off Sheldon. And Sheldon throws his second interception of the season, and Celina Central will take over first and 10 at their own 25.
Tried to get it to his receiver, but he was just covered like glue.
Third turnover for Emporia High as Gordon keeps, or Wilson breaks two tackles and forced out of bounds. Flag thrown, another flag. There's three flags thrown. It could be a late hit out of bounds, maybe a face mask,
which is
right in front of assistant coach Parker Bass.
Just horrible from Emporia on that. A negative after negative after negative. And these negatives are sure piling up for Emporia, and it certainly shows it on the scoreboard.
So the play is, there's no play.
Face mask.
Face mask on the defense, and that'll be a 15-yard penalty, and it'll move the sticks, and it'll move the ball to the 40 of Celina Central. And for Emporia High, that is their seventh penalty of the night. They have been penalized seven times for 55 yards. And Emporia High has some work cut out for them next week as they will be playing a winless team as well. Here's a pass far side hauled in by Grosner, forced out of bounds at the 43-yard line. And that is a pickup of 8 on the connection from Gordon to Grosner.
Just steady all night, Gordon to Grosner. And just nice pickups every single time they get him the ball, as it's a second and short, and they could easily run the ball for a nice first down.
New running back in for Celina Central. This is Keaton Smith, 5'8", 155-pound sophomore. Trips here to the near side, one to the far side. Jack Gordon, quick pass here near side, hauled in by Grosner. 45 and drags an Emporia High defender with him out of bounds at the 47. That's 4 yards and move the chain gang. It's a first down as Jack Gordon surpasses 250 yards passing with that play.
And it looks like that'll be their 11th first down of the game to just keep the chains moving. They've been doing a great job of that all night.
And this Lions Central team's going to be a scary team to watch out in 5A West. This is Gordon up the middle and drags an Emporia High defender with him up the middle, making the stop. I believe it was Sistos Bustos. And Gordon got nothing on that carry with a minute to play here in the third, and Salinas Central still with a 39-6 advantage. Gordon on second and 10 drops back. Quick pass. It's caught by Smith, 50, 45, gets a block. He's got the first down and more. Far side, out of bounds at the 37 of Emporia High. Give him 15 on the pass reception.
Really nice job just throwing it out to the flat to Smith. He caught the ball and just took off for a nice gain.
And Salina Central wants some points here to end the quarter. That's its first and 10 for Salina Central at the Emporia High 38. Mallory, Grossner, and Payne here to the near side. Gordon hauls it in. Here is Grossner, 30, down the near sideline, dragging Cooper Reck with him. He's at the 22 of Emporia High, and he gets 16 more. And for Grossner, that's his sixth catch of the night. And Grossner has 114 on six grabs.
Yeah, he's just been doing a great job all night. And he seems to have been one of Gordon's favorite targets,
yep,
and one of his most reliable ones.
And Salina Central going to get one more snap off. This is Smith. He'll juke over to the far side. Almost a horse collar tackle by Reck as Smith gets up to the 20. And that will be a 3-yard gain, and that will do it for quarter number three. Emporia High and Salina Central as the fourth quarter is next, 39-6 Mustangs. Let's go to the fourth next. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Back at Welch Stadium, Dylan Sherwood, Quinn Dold with you. Final 12 minutes here as Emporia High trails at 39-6. It'll be second down and 8-7 coming up for Salina Central at the Emporia High 20 as Parker Graves, the tight end, has hit play action for Gordon looking for Mallory and just walked in for a 23-yard touchdown. And for Jack Gordon, he just surpassed 300 yards passing and six touchdowns. And Mallory with his second touchdown of the night. And Salina Central has 45 on the board. It's 45-6 with 11:56 to play.
I believe that was actually a 20-yard touchdown there.
Oh, yeah, 23. Yeah, yep.
They were placed at the second well,
they
and
had,
seven.
They had on the scoreboard at 23. So a 20-yard touchdown for Mallory and still Gordon. Six touchdown pass of the night, 302 yards passing. Here's Chance Hogan with the kick. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And kicking has not been the strong suit for the Salina Central Mustangs this season, but they lead it by 40 at 46-6, 11:56 to play. Let's take a 30. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Back at Welch Stadium, final 11:56 remaining in this game as Emporia High trails by 40 at 46-6, the largest deficit they've had this season.
Yeah, and I think it's a testament to how good Salinas Central has been. And not as much as Emporia playing bad. Yes, they have had a lot of negatives, but they have had some really good positives, some really good plays, but Salinas Central has just been dominating ever since they got the ball in the first half.
Yeah. And Emporia High has a lot of work in front of them with the Centennial League opener next Friday night at home, homecoming, Topeka High, because Topeka High looking for that first win. Someone's going to win next week. Hogan's kick as it's raining here at Welch Stadium. As Seeley from the 21 up the middle to the 35, and that's where he's going to be stood up. Calvin gets a return of 14, making the stop for Salinas Central is Grayton Gross, the brother of Gunner Gross, the injured quarterback for Central who got hurt 2 weeks ago tonight. Grayton Gross, only a sophomore, but he's a good athlete just like his brother.
Absolutely a great athletic family, it seems like, for them. Great that he's getting in the game. And, you know, fortunately, we might want to see Gunner Gross later in the season, but Jack Gordon has been playing amazing.
Six touchdown passes and 302 yards. His dad tried flag thrown here near side.
Might be a false start if I were to guess.
And they're indicating it's on Emporia High.
Just another mistake and another negative. Just a pile on top of the mountain of negatives that they have had today.
Well, we're going to talk to Coach Glinsman tomorrow morning on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. As, again, Emporia High, just mistake after mistake. Just throughout this game, the eighth time the Spartans have been penalized here tonight, with a third coming here in half number two. So, first in, I believe it was an illegal substitution, Quindold, because it was a five-yard penalty. So first and 15 for Emporia High. It's at their own 30. Stewart in the gun. Two receivers far side, one near side. Crowell to back. Josh Rios tight end left. Play act, or Ryland Crowell handoff right side. Stood up to the 32. Ball is loose, and did they say down? Yes, they did. Ty Young, the two-time state qualifier in Class 5A at 195 pounds, was in on the stop, and it's a gain to the 33-yard line for three for Ryland Crowell.
Yeah, it's always a scary sight when you meet the wrestler on the football field, as they know what to do to get down someone down.
Second down and 12, Emporia High. Madden Seidel tight end right, or Cooper Reck, correction. Cooper will now motion near side. Play action, quick pass, hauled in by Reck. Cooper trying to get loose and stood up back to the 31. Making the stop was Charles Slothauer for the Mustangs. And it's a loss back to the 31 for a loss of three for Cooper.
Yeah, another quick pass there for Emporia. They have been throwing a lot of quick passes today, and multiple have been behind the line of scrimmage for losses.
Well, Cooper Reck on the night, five catches, 23 yards for the senior. Two backs on third down and 13. Sheldon rolling to the right, looking for Crowell, underthrew him. And just at the tip of his fingers was Ryland trying to haul that one in. He would have had some daylight, but now punting time for Emporia High. And for Sheldon Stewart on the night, he is 17 of 30 for 138 yards. And one touchdown and an interception. Sheldon Stewart threw 914 yards last year. He had 364 coming in. So he's nearing 500 yards passing in the first three games of the season. But, again, we see the bright spots from time to time as Alex Alamang's kick takes a Spartan bounce, and it'll be down at the Emporia High or Salina Central 30 as Kyler Worrell. A good kick by Alex. And it'll be first and 10 for Salina Central at their own 30. 10-18 to play, a 40-point game, 46-6.
And like you said, we've been seeing those positives, but they're just flashes in the pan, you know. Just we see explosive plays being made, but we can't. They just can't execute those consistently. They just keep adding negatives after they have a really extreme positive in an electric play.
Abram Owings in now at quarterback, and this will be Smith on the carry on first and 10. Smith breaks two tackles, gets up to the 36-yard line, and Owings, a 5'8", 155-pound sophomore, one snap against Goddard Eisenhower last week, and he was 0-for-1 passing, but Smith with a carry of 6 on first and 10. So Owings, play action, he'll keep it. He's up to the 40, gets the first down, and he's going to be stood up at the 42. Oh, and Blake Spellman just went, he was battling with a Salina Central receiver. That was Tate Gary, the sophomore. Blake doesn't want anything to deal with that. But a run up to the 41-yard line, 42-yard line for Owings, and it's a gain of 6.
Another first down, and Salina Central backups coming in and executing against the starting varsity defense of Emporia.
And Cooper Reck with a tackle as the catch was made far side by Isaiah White. The first completion of the season for the young sophomore, Owings, is no gain. As Jack Gordon finishes his night 19 of 30, 302 yards, 6 touchdowns. As this is an incomplete pass, as Owings was looking for Tanner Ryan, a junior for the Mustangs. He's a 5'8", 145-pound junior. Last season had one catch for 17 yards.
What about the day for Jack Gordon, though? He looked really good today, even with their starting quarterback, Gunnar Gross, hurt.
Well, he's going to be the starter the rest of the year if Gross cannot make it back. And he's got another year for him. I watch out for Jack Gordon. He's a good athlete, plays baseball as well. And a timeout is called by Salina Central. Let's take a 30, 46-6, Mustangs, 8:53 to play. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
As it is over here, except for the students.
Back at Weld Stadium, 8:53 remaining in this one. Salina Central with a commanding 46-6 lead. And in the Kansas media rankings that I vote in, Salina Central was receiving votes coming in to tonight's matchup. And they're on the border of being ranked in Class 5A. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with. Final from our area game of the week, Madison improves to 3-0 as they defeat Lebo 62-12. As Owings was hit as he threw, he was looking for the receiver Carter Weber, one of the backups, 5'10", 164-pound senior. It's incomplete. It's fourth down coming up, and another win for Emporia High.
Yeah, just two really tough opponents the past 2 weeks for Emporia. Just been really tough for them.
And one Salina team will win tonight as Campus goes into Salina Stadium and defeats Salina South and the Cougars 35-7. Owings, a short kick, and he didn't even get 1 yard out of it.
Negative yardage on that punt.
And it's going to be down at the at the Salina Central 39-yard line. Whoa. And really good field position for Emporia High, their best of the night.
Absolutely. You can tell that he does not do that much in practice. You know, Jack Gordon did execute that pooch punt earlier in the game, but Owings obviously needs to practice on that some more. The sophomore getting his first varsity experience.
Yep. First and 10 for the Spartans at the Salina Central 39. Wreck and Madden Seidel. Breton Spikes into the game for the first time. He's out of receiver in the slot with Wreck. And Sheldon Stewart still in at quarterback. Ryland Crowell the back. Ryland gets it. Ryland is going to get up to the 38-yard line, give him one. But, again, the first stringers for Salina Central, I believe Donovan Johnson, again from his linebacker spot, made the stop. As Ryland Crowell gets one on first and 10.
Emporia just seeing if they can get any positives in this drive just to leave with something. You know, we have seen good things from Emporia, but they only have 6 points on the board. Just has not looked very glamorous at all.
Well, 28 points in week one, 14 last week at Liberal, 6 here tonight. That is interesting. How do you
go
from 28 to 14 and now cut that in half again? Second down and 9, Emporia High. Flag thrown farce or in the secondary. This is a delay of game on the Spartans. And again, another penalty on the Spartans. That is their 9th of the night for 65 yards. And they have had 7 of their 9 penalties have come in the 5-yard vicinity.
They're just shooting themselves in the foot over and over and over today.
Sheldon, quick pass to Crowell, 40. Ryland up to the 36. Give him 7. He got 5 plus 2 back, but again, 3rd down and 7 coming up for the Spartans.
Not looking very great for the Spartans here at all. They're just trying to get anything going at all. As they get a gain of 7, let's see if they can pick up a first down.
Sheldon Stewart in the gun on 3rd and 6 from the Salina Central 36. Far hash. Sheldon going to keep it, pitch it off to Ryland Crowell, far side. First down for Ryland, spin move, out of bounds at the Salina Central, near the Salina Central 25. That's a pickup of 11 if it's at the 25, and move to 6. Emporia High has a first down.
Very nice job there to pick up the first down, seeing some positives out here.
Final score from Osage. Osage City defeats Opie 14-0. They spot it at the 27, so that's 9 yards for Ryland Crowell, the sophomore. Sheldon Stewart in the gun on 1st and 10, 27-yard line, pump fakes. Sheldon, quick pass, had no one home. No one in the area there, Quinn Dole.
Not at all, just threw it pretty much directly into the ground as we just need to do a better job executing these plays. It's just been a lot of poor play execution from Emporia.
Second down and 10, Emporia High. 6:40 to play in this football game. Emporia High going to drop to 0-3 on the season. And all these non-conference games, Emporia High still has one non-con left. They have back-to-back Centennial League games the next 2 weeks. Ryland Crowell now in motion. Sheldon Stewart rolling, looking for Crowell under through him. It would have been a first down if Ryland would have hauled it in. But again, the rain starting to pick up here at Welch Stadium.
You got to think that had to play a factor in that throw for Sheldon there. I mean, he has looked good some throws, but some throws have just been off the target where they could have picked up a first down, or could have picked up a nice gain if he just could have hit the mark on those throws.
Third down and 10, Emporia High at the Salina Central 27. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Crowell now in motion. Play action. Throws over to Mill. Wide open wreck. 10, 5, touchdown, Emporia High. That's a 27-yard touchdown reception for Cooper Wreck. And Cooper hauls in his 4th touchdown of the season. And Emporia High is on the board again. They still trail it 46-12 with 6:28 to play.
Really nice job there from Emporia. Really nice throw there from Sheldon. And Cooper Wreck was just wide open there for Emporia. Really good to see there. as we get on the board once again, first time since first quarter, I believe.
Yeah, second quarter.
Second quarter.
Fourth touchdown of the season for Cooper Rack. That is Sheldon Stewart's seventh touchdown pass of the year, and Alex Alamang gets the PAT 7-for-7, and Emporia High now trails 46-13, 6:28 to play. Let's take a 30. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValuNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 a month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie.
Emporia High's on the board here in the second half as they still trail it 46-13 with 6:28 remaining. And Quinn Dold, Cooper Rec, continuing to play his heart out.
He has looked pretty good today. Just not a lot going for the Emporia offense in any capacity, really. They're just trying to get anything going, and Cooper Rec just not giving up, a senior not wanting to go out at his blackout game like this.
Yeah, and again, the result holds. It's a battle of winless teams here next Friday night. Spartans homecoming, Centennial League opener for Emporia High. Topeka High comes to town. We'll have the game here on KVOE.
Let's see how Salina elects to go this drive to see if Emporia will get another drive to get these in-game experience to build on it for next week, which is a very winnable game,
yep.
Battle of two winless teams, which is something they're going to need to capitalize on, which I believe both teams are going to be emphasizing that this week.
Let's see what Emporia High does on this onside kick. As Alex Alamang is out to kick this one, it's teed off at his own 40. Spartans moving from left to right, north to south as we see it. Back to return is Smith. This is a short kick, and it'll be returned, but it'll be covered up by Mallory at the 37 of Salina Central. So the Mustangs will take over at their own 37, leading 46-13, 6:28 remaining.
Tried for the onside there, as normally you want to get two small bounces and a big bounce in the air and have some chaos go on, but, you know, onside kicks very hard to recover and just didn't get it that time.
Owings and company back out. Smith is the running back with two receivers here to the near side. And, again, a lot of the Spartan ones are still in there. Smith with a handoff. He gets up to the 38-yard line for one.
Yeah, a lot of the Spartan ones still in the game as they need to be. They need this in-game experience as it's a very young team all around mostly, very inexperienced.
Looking at some of the other guys in for Emporia High, Quincy Perry's in at a defensive tackle. Sistos Bustos is in there as well. Trying to see some other names. I know R.J. Tavares is in there. Owings on a keeper 40, and he stood up about the 44-yard line, and Kyler Worrell made the stop. Also in for Emporia High, Cooper Rex still in there, Blake Spellman. Hector Carrillo is in there. Diego Guzman. Luke Pittman still in there, and it's third down and two.
Let's see what they elect to do here as they ran it two straight times.
Yep.
And it is a third and short. They might elect to run it again as they've had great success with that today.
Here is a quick pass. It's caught by Christian Carter back to the 40-yard line. That's a loss. And in on the stop for Emporia High was Hector Carrillo.
Loss of three there on a pass as Emporia was just all over that play, was not fooled at all in the backfield, and got that loss. Looks like they're going to go for it here or maybe try another pooch punt for Owings.
4:40 to play 14 on the play clock. Owings in the gun. Trips far side. One near side. Guys getting some valuable varsity experience.
They're looking over to the sideline to see the play calls. The play clock is going to expire. Nope. Salina and Central is going to take the timeout.
Mark Sambo calls time. Mark Sambo in year number six at Salina Central is going to pick up his 30th win of his coaching career. He went to Salina Central from Dodge City. He was the offensive coordinator there. And Quinn, a couple years ago, Mark Sambo and Salina Central, they had a long losing streak back in a couple of years, and then when Sambo took over, they won a game. They beat Eisenhower to snap that streak. They were 7-3 that next year. Then they were solid that next year, and then they won one game the following year. That was the COVID year. Their only win was against Arc City. And Arc City was the 4A runner-up that year. And then last couple of years, they've been able to, I know 2 years ago, they made it to the second round of the playoffs, and they lost to Wichita Northwest in 6A now. And then last year, making it to the sectionals and losing the Hayes. So 4th-and-5 for Salina Central at their own 42. Owings probably – oh, and there's movement up front. That's got to be false start. That looked like the front started to move for Salina Central, and it is on the Mustangs, and that's their first penalty of half number two. As you look at some of the guys that are in there for Salina Central right now, they're at their number twos. They got Warwick Van Blerikon. He's a 6'4", 240-pound freshman. He is – potentially going to be a good prospect in the class of 2027. Also in Hudson Peoples, a 5'8", 270-pound sophomore. Kevin Martinez, a 5'11", 205-pound sophomore. And Alonzo Guillen, a 6'1", 230, a junior. And this is kicked by Owings, a better kick. No Spartans back to return, and it's going to take a bounce inside the 25 and downed inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. And downing that football was Carter Weber for Salina Central. So Emporia will take over with 4:09 remaining, trailing 46-13. And Sheldon Stewart and company out for one more drive, potentially in this football game.
Owings did get a positive on that pooch punt, as his last one ended up for a negative yardage. You know, he happy for him to see that, as it was actually pretty good punt.
The Spartans need an 82-yard drive here to put some more points on the board. 1st and 10 for the Spartans. Spikes is a receiver here near side. I believe Madden Seidel is. Sheldon Stewart gets it off to Ryland Crow. Ryland drags a defender with him up to the 21-yard line. Give Ryland 3.
Not a bad job there by Ryland. He got a defender in the backfield almost immediately, but fighting for that yardage.
2nd down and 7 coming up for Emporia High. Keegan Orton, a tight end left. Spikes also in there as well. Sheldon rolling to the right. Here's a quick pass. Batted down and incomplete.
Very fortunate there that they did not come down with the interception, as there was two defenders in the area as that pass got batted way up into the air. But two defensive linemen, I should say, who aren't very nimble with their hands and nimble on their feet.
So 3rd down and 8 coming up for Emporia High at their own 20. 3:34 to play. Spartans down 33. Daniel Gardner is a receiver to the far side. Javen Art here to the near side. Sheldon pitch to Ryland. Ryland far side out of the bounds about the 23. Give him 3, but it's 4th down and 5.
Not bad there on the option route, but Salina Central defense has just been all over them.
A lot of backups in now as Spartan defense. Or Spartan offense, 3 and out for the first time tonight, I believe.
Yeah, just not great. They wanted to see any positive out here in this final drive that they could get, but just a quick three and out. Did not look very sharp at all.
Alex Alamang out to punt. Standing at his own 13-yard line. Here's the snap. High snap. Alex gets it away. It's a good kick. Good kick. Takes a bounce. A second bounce. Another bounce. And Emporia High had a player touch it. I believe it was R.J. Tavares. And Salina Central will take over first and 10, own 35, leading 46-13, 2:40 to play. And they can just run this one out, and they will be 2-1 on the season. And they head to Andover next Friday night.
Yeah, they're just going to run the clock out here. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left just to get this game over with so they can get back on their drive home.
Yep, it's a long one, I can tell you that. I've done that drive too many times to Salina and back. So first and 10 for the Mustangs, own 35, far hash. Owings and company back out. A receiver far side, three to the near here to the near side. And we'll get a quick Prairie Land Partners post game. We'll go over our stats, pick a play of the game, player of the game. We'll wrap things up here from Welch Stadium, get you ready for next week. Owings on first and 10, far side. And he's going to spin move his way up to the 40. Blake Spellman on the stop. But Owings gets 5 on first and 10.
Not bad there by Owings, just to get a 5-yard gain, staying in bounds to keep the clock running. You know, don't want to go out of bounds there to have the clock stop.
Second down and 5 coming up for Salina Central at their own 40. You look and see who Salina Central has left on their schedule. It's all ABCTL 2 competition. Andover, Valley Center, Andover Central, Goddard, and Arc City. All quality opponents. ABCTL 2 is no joke. Quick pass here on the near side. Hauled in by Brody Rodriguez, and making the stop for Emporia High was R.J. Tavares, I believe Cooper Reck, but no gain on the play.
Nice job there by Cooper to get the tackle for no gain.
So third down and 5 coming up for Salina Central at their own 41. That's about they need to get it to about 113. Here is Owings on a keeper, left side, past the 45 to the 47. Give them 7, and that will probably do it for this one as Salina Central moves the sticks once again. And Salina Central will milk this final minute 12 and win this football game 46-13.
Really nice job all around by Salina Central this entire game, really from the start to finish, even when their backups have come in.
This is Smith, far side, 50, 45, first down, and forced out of bounds at the Emporia High 40. Give them 13.
He gets forced out of bounds, so the clock will stop, and we will have a little bit more time on the clock before this game ends.
Yep.
Actually, the clock will be running to get this game going quickly.
They're
going to
wind it down. So Emporia High, the Caden Glinsman era, is now 0-3. Coach Glinsman still has time to get his program where he wants it to be. 30 ticks remaining. As Owings with a first and 10 from the Emporia High 40. Play action, he'll keep it himself right side. Up to the 36-yard line, give them 4. Final 11 seconds coming off the timer, and that will do it. Salina Central will take this two-game series in this football cycle as a big win in Salina last year for the Mustangs, and they come to Emporia and put a beat down on the Spartans. 46-13 is our final. Take a break. When we come back, the Prairie Land Partners John Deere post-game show. Spartans fall to Salina Central. They are now 0-3 on the season. This is Spartan football.